walks of life. By applying the principles and framework of design thinking, companies and organizations can address complex business issues and challenges and gain a competitive advantage as well. According to David Kelly, who adapted design thinking for the purposes of business, it uses the designer's arsenal to integrate the needs of people, the possibilities of technology, and the requirements for business success. In this way, the approach is focused on the three main elements of a solution or a product, namely people, technology, and business, with the customer always being at the center of it all. Customer focus is key for the success of any business project, and this is also ingrained in design thinking, where the customer is at the heart of any solution. The multifunctional teams that are at the center of the approach are all guided by the core values of design thinking, which are diversity, empathy, and ambiguity. We'll come back to these later. These principles are not new, but with design thinking, they become a part of a consistent and repeatable process. As a discipline, design itself lies between science and the humanities. Design thinking as a formal method of problem solving in business and technology focuses on creating solutions, starting with the end goal in mind. Alternative solutions are explored at the same time, without the fear of failure. Unlike analytical scientific methods, in design thinking, any idea is acceptable in the brainstorming or ideation phase, which encourages participation and input. The term thinking outside the box was actually coined by design thinking practitioners, and it is important as it perfectly describes the fact that brainstorming encourages any idea to be brought into the equation. Why does it work? One of the key principles of the DT process is that it leaves the door open to all possibilities until they are proven not to be feasible. Team members work through all the options, the reasonable, the crazy, and impossible ones, without prejudice, so they can ultimately find the one that works. It could often be the solution that seemed to be just a mad suggestion in the first place, but with input from everyone, turned out to be the best solution. And probably the most important part, people are encouraged to communicate and interact with each other. Design thinking really comes into its full potential as a framework for inventiveness and resourcefulness. It makes people excited about new ideas, which can lead to creating solutions, not only to current and well-defined needs, but more importantly, to future yet unmet ones. This often results in outstanding and groundbreaking products and services. To quote Steve Jobs, "It's really hard to design products by focus groups. A lot of times, people..."